call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I was really pleased today. Well, I found out yesterday, but because it I really think is one of the things that shows where my heart is. You know, I'm not the high traffic guy on videos, and but the place I get most of my traffic is BitChute, and if you look at the Shofar Nexus account at BitChute. The number one is this YouTube lifts age restrictions. And I think, you know, it's at 1,013 views. And I think the reason is, has YouTube in the title. But the video that it talks about is way down the list. So, you know, it's obvious. So my assumption is probably 99% of the people who would go to that maybe see the first few seconds of it, and that's it. So that's kind of a non-issue to me. But what was number one, then moved to number two because of that YouTube thing, was the illusion of blockchain, which is 4 years old. It has 808 views on it, and that one has some substance to it. And I really think, considering the view count continued to go up steadily, I really think I have a reasonably large number of people who actually watched that video. It's fairly short. It's only 2.5 minutes. So that's the other thing that makes it easy to watch. But to my joy, that was removed to number three. There was now a new number two, tied at 808. But it moves to number two because the illusion of blockchain is 4 years old. This is only a year and a half old. It's the All Hail the Whistleblower. You know, I was doing a lot of videos, you know, typically at least once a month, if not more. And it's virtually stopped because of that video, because that was emotionally crushing to me. And what I'm encouraged about, you know, there's some other things that have been put on, since then, you know, or just before that was the Black Families Matter video that's only has 500 views. After that, in January of last year, I did the pre-vaccinated should take a D-dimer test, which is also around 500, which, you know, so, which is actually, you know, maybe at roughly the same rate. I did, you know, one of my intro videos, the marriage begins with sex and ends with death, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. That video is on there, 390 views. So obviously it's got more views than it does on the Promise site. But I put that one on there. And so that was made public. I also did the one about health, medicine, clothing, exercise, you know, and so forth. And, you know, both of those have 390 and 366 views. You know, but, and then, of course, the modern day slavery, which is really one of my worst performing videos right now. It has 88 views, and that's just shy of a month old, which, you know, that's pretty pathetic. But anyway, the joy is that if you go to the Shofar Nexus account on BitChute, you know, ignoring the number, you know, it had, the art that's used there, I think is great. This was done by Lynn. You know, who's now deceased. But I mean, it's, I think, excellent art. But to have that one as number two, just as a bit of an encouragement to me. You know, it's also right here. it's a subtle encouragement to me. But speaking of subtle encouragements, you know, because of the fact that I had a lump sum, I did do some things to say, okay, in order to not live in panic and also to reduce costs, I got some things in bulk, including getting cocoa in bulk. So I did get a year's supply of raw cocoa from Peru, which may be good because there's turmoil in Peru. But, you know, I really, to get that, a 25-pound bag of raw cocoa, you know, that's weird. That really is weird. But, you know, what it does is it's radically reduced my price per month on my cocoa addiction, which, you know, so not a bad thing. But one of the other things that arrived today, because I buy around August, July, August, I buy my garlic braids, and I did get a bunch. And unfortunately, the last two braids, they didn't survive as well. So I figured, okay, I'll be going back to buying my garlic locally until, you know, I get new braids again. But I thought, okay, one of the other things I did many years ago was get pickled garlic from the same place, Garlic Festival. And it arrived today. And may I say, delicious. You know, I just, you know, take a fork or spoon, grab some out, and just eat it. It's marvelous, and it's not going to last that long. The good news is, you know, this is just one jar, and I have four of them. But the reminder is, because I just checked, in 2016, a number of years ago, I did a short 2-minute video to Walter about those garlics, pickled garlic. And so I'll leave the link to that, because I never heard back. 2016, you know, that's over a week ago. You know, Walter's only just my son. Just, you don't want to have any communications between the son and the dad, do you? That would be somehow offensive some way. Speaking of, it really is interesting to me. The envelope arrives. Arrived last week, and you know, it's blank sheet of paper, and all the stuff is on the inside, which is kind of like, you know, because obviously it really only needed to be one sheet, but it's our government at work. From the Department of Human Services of the state of Tennessee, this is in reference to the telephone court appearance that was supposed to happen in January, has now been rescheduled for February 23rd. And the interesting thing is, on the back is a list of people who are invited. Obviously, number one is me. Number three is my wife. And you know, everybody else here is listed as somebody who is, you know, 11th Judicial Court District Child Support Office kind of thing. You know, so everyone else here is a government employee. But the one I didn't understand between myself and my wife is James Daniel, BPR number 028907. Apparently, that's because I did check. It's some sort of legal registration kind of thing, and labeled as attorney, nothing else. And so I wondered, was he somebody representing my wife? So I checked on this guy. No, he does work for the state. Why he is enlisted that way, I don't know. But he does work for the state. Is he acting as an advocate for my wife? I don't know. But that's scheduled. And it's... There are two concerns here. One is, if my wife were to actually be in the call, I don't know if I can take it emotionally. I really don't. I really don't. I think that would drive me nuts. I'd fall apart in the call. But the other thing is, it's gotten to this point. You know, I didn't pursue this. This is, you know, I anytime the state has been assertive, I try to look at, okay, what does the scripture say? It's been very clear. I can't assert myself with the state. I think that'd be the obvious, the 1 Corinthians 6. I can't do that. But when they're imposed on me, that's when I need to respond. And I think I've done that reasonably well. You know, whenever there was, you know, when my wife went to court, I didn't show up, except for the one time that my understanding was I was required to be there. But otherwise, I didn't show up. And of course, when I was there, she refused to talk with me, Render Keynes and his wife, Mrs. Keynes. they refused to talk with me. You know, it's kind of like, we're going to use a state we won't interact with, which is exactly the whole point of the 1 Corinthians 6 and, of course, Matthew 5 and other stuff. But anyway, because, you know, we're the institutional church. We don't have to follow the Bible. But, you know, I have to look at how does it apply to me. So whenever I was given that option, if it wasn't required, I didn't pursue it. I did provide information when my wife did the restraining order. But that was such a fiasco. I got to the point, I just stopped. And so, you know, right now, and that was renewed. So, she has a restraining order that will have me arrested if I show up to see my own kids. You know, love. Anyway, in this particular case, you know, I look at the example of Paul when he did the appeal to Caesar. Because, you know, otherwise it's kind of like, should we kill you or should we, you know, it's kind of like, well, may I? And so it seemed that's where I was, because they came and seized my checking account, which obviously was difficult on me. And so I did, and it took months. The appeal. What's going on here? I asked for information. You know, it's fascinating to me. He said, "Oh yes, well here's our formula, and here's our the spreadsheet we use, and you can get a copy of it. Here's the link." So I downloaded the spreadsheet. It's locked. So I you can put in the information, but I won't calculate it. And it's kind of like, you know, what a pain. So there is not the mechanics in there to say, "Let's communicate." It's we have power over you. That's really what it is. But, you know, I'm the geek. So I took that and I said, okay, and I manually calculated things. I erred. And, you know, I may have to point this out because the instructions had 69 minus the number of days that you had access to your kids divided by 365. So 69 minus the number of days divided by 365 written out in line, which means 0 divided by 365, which is 0. So 69 minus 0. So, you know, and that's, you know, basic math. And that's what I used, but that's not what they meant. What they meant was 69 minus the number of days, you know, put that in parentheses and then divide that by the 365 times this whatever amount. So, you know, I didn't understand what they were saying because all I had was the blank form. I had, you know, no example or whatnot. So I just took it for what it said and used the 69 figure. And then when I got a copy of what they calculated, I saw, well, obviously that's not what I got. And so there's, you know, again, basic math, we don't do that. That there was, you know, took care of some of my issues. But then I got the 1099 from Nirav, the gentleman I consulted with for 2022, since it now was January, got my new figures. And the amount plummets dramatically. So, you know, I put that information in place and I asked the obvious question, how did my wife buy a Suburban, put 5 kids at the time into private schools and buy a house on minimum wage? Because that's the figure they used, you know, which is a rational question. And because, you know, if that's what they're using for her, my it seems that that may not be true, which means the amount that I was paying was wrong, probably from the beginning. But then there's the other aspects of it. So one is the amount issue is going to be questioned in many ways. There is now the second issue. And of course, I did make this 1990 payment, which will help offset things dramatically. But there's the other issue where if this goes to court, I have that fundamental question, are my kids alive? Because I have no evidence. There's a suggestion because that was in the form. But is that form simply because of their ages? Birthday and the day of death are not the same. And just because you have a birthday, that doesn't mean your day of death is coming or has passed. I have no idea about my own kids. And that aspect may be uncomfortable. And then, of course, it brings up, I have not been able to communicate with my kids in, 6 years? I have, the obvious, the censored mail. So I have a bunch of stuff that's going to now show my wife has violated man's law. So the issue is money. But in the process of addressing the money, her violation of state laws comes to the table. And the question is how to handle this. Because I love that lady. I love that lady. And I'm not sure what to do. So February 26th. That happened. So it's scheduled to happen. One last thing. One of the things you may be aware of, the fact that there was a lot of turmoil in the last few years over COVID-19. And a lot of studies have been done. A lot of authorities have said, do this, do that. The mask and the vaccine. But a lot of studies have been done too, and they contradict the mask and the vaccine. So that's caused some trouble. But there's another thing that I just saw there's a gentleman out of the UK who does stuff on statistics and things of that nature and the medical field. And he cited a report. In this case, he went into detail a report that was done, a study done from Italy. He said there are similar ones in Saudi Arabia, Spain, and Brazil. And what they showed, all four of them, was the most effective thing that reduced the impact of any kind of illness or death, alleged death, related to COVID-19 is one item. Vitamin D. There's a problem with vitamin D. Step outside in the sun and you get it for free. that's a severe problem. And, if you give during the wintertime when you're don't have as much sun simply because it's not simply available to you, plus, if you're spending a lot of time, because we're culturally more indoors than out, you don't get the sun. Therefore, you need to get it by ingesting it somehow in the food you eat or other ways, a supplement. And what I have noticed, as I've mentioned previously, what I've noticed myself in the last several years, especially as I'm slightly older than I used to be, is that I take a vitamin D supplement now. And it was so very clear a year ago when I experimented with this. And I effectively repeated the experiment in the last, many weeks, because my supply of vitamin D was running low. And between the time the new stuff arrived And, you know, because I don't take this 400,000 or 2,000 IUs. I take a 5,000 IU. And because apparently you typically consume like 25,000 in a day. So I was running out and I slowed my consumption and I noticed I was getting, again, you know, there's this sensation of like an achiness or like an illness maybe coming on. And I said, okay, I'm seeing that again. So I'm not going to wait for, because the ones I get, you know, through the mail. I went, you know, when I went to Publix, I got myself a jar and they're only like 1,000 IU. So I pop a bunch of them. And that beginning of the achiness, the day afterwards is gone. And I haven't had it since. So I can look at myself and say, yes, I can testify that there seems to be a very direct correlation between feeling healthy and vitamin D. So then you look at these studies, again, this one from Italy, and it's not just feeling healthy, it's dying that people that's happened to people. So, you know, this will be silenced. This guy, you know, when he talked, he says, you know, this is a real problem. This is, you know, when the government keeps it from you. And the irony was, in his video, he did a little quick blurb of, he didn't say much about it. He just referred to it. The LED truck that Project Veritas hired to park in New York in front of the Pfizer headquarters. And, you know, showed a little clip of that. And he said, you know, isn't this interesting? because how do you get those big, massive buildings and all these people with these very, very, very big paychecks? You have to be able to sell drugs at a very high price. Vitamin D is too cheap. You know, if I spend $5 a month on vitamin D, it's probably not that. Even if it's $10 a month. You know, one of these vaccines or these other pills that they have cost a whole lot more than $10. And that's why. So you have the objective of, well, you have the eugenics idea, you have the control idea, you have the population control idea, and then you have, you know, and I think most of that's on the higher level, the hierarchy here, but in the mid level, it's good money. I'm not going to question this because I'm making a good fat paycheck. So, you know, which is what the gentleman that the Project Veritas exposed. You know, this is good money, really good money. Yeah, so it kills people, but hey, it's really good money. It's like, hey, let's go bomb Ukraine. It's good money, make a lot of money. Let's go bomb Afghanistan. Let's go bomb Syria. Let's go bomb Yemen. Let's go bomb Libya. Let's go bomb anyway. It looks like we may potentially be back in Somalia. South Sudan, I think there may be some issues there where I mean, there's dialogue with the U.S. I don't know if we're going to do Central African Republic because I think they may take care of it themselves. And of course, they're going to their better allies, Russia and China. Anyway, It really concerns me because my wife did say one of the few things I did hear from her some time ago that she has put masks on my kids. I did see a photo from North Hills with a bunch of people wearing masks. I'm sorry. If you call that education, no, that's indoctrination. That's plain stupid. When my wife takes our kids and puts them in a facility that has a Christian label. And, you know, the images I saw there, where they had some political figure talking to the kids, where they had people wearing masks and so forth, that's indoctrination. That is indoctrination. That is hating our kids. Let me reemphasize that. That is hating our kids. Of course, denying them their dad is hating our kids. And I love that lady. And I love my kids. But anyway, I'll leave that for now. I am really... You see, it's where my heart is. It's the thing that's got me in trouble. The reason I did the All Hail the Whistleblower, the reason I have the images of collateral murder, you know, the day this happened when I was with Susanna on our date, and this family was destroyed 5 years to that day, my family was destroyed. And the more I've studied it, the more I understand how to defend a whistleblower, what it is for the whistleblower and the collective that he blew the whistle against to reconcile. That has really become a focus, a big time focus. And now that I'm funded for 6 months, Lord willing, the ecosystem will be in place before that 6 months is up. And if it doesn't help me, maybe someone, you know, again, one of the most fantastic phrases I find in the Bible, 2 Peter 3:15, our beloved brother Paul. I want to share that with somebody. If I can or I can't, I want to set in place whatever it takes, the tools or the encouragement or both, for it to happen to somebody else. It's one of the greatest examples of grace I see. Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, you're in my daily prayers, and it is my hope one day that we would mutually say to each other, our beloved brother. Does Christ mean enough to you that you'd be willing to pursue that? That'd be Matthew 5:24. My lady, my wife, I'm after reconciliation. I love you and I want you back.